A federal case in South Dakota could determine the future of farming. It challenges a state law intended to protect family farms from corporate takeover. The plaintiffs say the law hurts the people it's supposed to protect. Kurt Nickisch of South Dakota Public Radio reports.
Charlie Johnson's farm is straight out of the old McDonald's stereotype. White farmhouse, red barn, and plenty of animals. Johnson is a third-generation farmer who thinks the trend toward larger factory-style agriculture is threatening family farms.
Early settlers in this country, in this state, came from a feudal system of agriculture in Europe, where all the rewards and riches went to a few landlords. And so it'd be real damaging now, 125 years later, to almost turn back to a system of agriculture that we left Europe in the first place to get away from.
Johnson helped draft South Dakota's anti-corporate farming law. Since passing in 1998, it's kept industry giants like Tyson Foods out of the state. But some farmers, like John Haverhalt, say it's hurt them, too.
It's probably one of the worst things that ever happened to the state of South Dakota as far as animal ag production.
Haverhalt is a plaintiff in the court challenge. U.S. District Judge Charles Kornman is presiding over this case in Aberdeen, where Haverhalt testified earlier this month.
Because it limits who we can do business with. It limits where we're going to get the capital to do the business with. It puts you at a huge disadvantage.
Amendment E outlaws corporate or syndicate farming. While that includes industry giants, it also includes smaller operations like the one Haverhals runs. Each year he fattens 9,000 cattle in his feedlot steel pens.
Yes, yes, come on up front, yeah!
The law bars Haverhals from feeding any cattle owned by out-of-state companies, and that's where the legal challenge comes in. Opponents argue that the ban violates the federal government's right to regulate interstate trade. Haverhals says being denied the ability to incorporate puts all South Dakota farmers at a distinct disadvantage.
If you were a person in Minnesota that wanted to be involved with animal production, why would you want to come to South Dakota where you have those constraints? It's a competitive market out there. There's guys in Iowa looking for the same customers as I'm looking for in South Dakota.
But supporters of Amendment E say it's not intended to limit business opportunities, but rather to preserve a traditional farming structure, one where a family provides its own labor, management, and capital. Charlie Johnson told Judge Kornman Amendment E should stay on the books.
I think it's important that we as producers aren't just trying to grab all the subsidies and the rewards that are out there, but that we actually go out here, just like our fathers and grandfathers, take on a responsibility to maintain our local economies and maintain the proper environment out here for our air and water.
A ruling overturning the ban could have a wide-ranging impact and threaten similar laws in 8 other states. Neil Harrell specializes in agricultural law and economics at Iowa State University. He says there's intense interest in the decision.
Those that are involved in the South Dakota challenge would, if successful there, likely take up the same kind of challenge against other statutes.
Judge Kornman essentially has to decide whether a voter initiative aimed at protecting family farms interferes with federal jurisdiction over interstate trade. For farmers here and throughout the Midwest, the issue is in large part whether restricting corporate farming helps or actually hurts them in the long run. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Madison, South Dakota.